It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill. John Doberstein joins us in the studios this morning, and today you have your environmental activist hat on and your headphones. Gosh, it's good to see you in the studio again, John.
It's good to see you too, Lisa.
Yep. So introduce your partner in crime.
Partner in crime is JT Haynes.
And what's going on? You and I schmoozed a little bit about the controversy going on right now between the Iron Range and their support of mining and some certain projects in particular, protests on, you know, in the cities and folks from the cities registering on one side and the ranges registering in another. And somehow Duluth, physically in the middle, has also ended up philosophically in the middle of this situation a little. Can you guys give us some background?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are Duluthians. We live in Duluth, and we are passionate not only about being downstream from copper nickel projects and other projects on the mine. We are we have a lot to say in the divisiveness and the Twin Cities and the range, and there's more to that debate. And Duluth has a lot to say in the middle. And basically, we want to make sure that our voice is heard, and we don't want it to be the range says, "Oh, Twin Cities folks don't understand it up here. They don't live. They don't see that we need the economic gain, and the Twin Cities folks they're coming at their perspective." Duluth has a lot to say, and we're right in the middle of this controversial issue with businesses on the Iron Range boycotting businesses that are part of the Downstream Business Coalition, which is why we're here today. We're a citizen-led group called Buy Downstream, and we are encouraging folks to support these wonderful businesses that are standing up for their clean water, the places that they recreate. Duluthians, we recreate up north. We live downstream. We understand the economic woes also. We have friends and family up there. We travel daily, some of us, up on the range, and we aren't that out-of-touch, cabin-owning demographic. So we are just passionate about saying Duluth needs to have a strong voice in this. We have a lot to say. We're friends with the Iron Range. We're friends with the Twin Cities. How can we bring everyone together on this issue?
So Duluth is, again, really ideally positioned in some ways, either to be at the epicenter of the controversy or to be the one that's trying to reach out in both directions. You know, if you were lucky to vacation in a place in the summer, my dad was a teacher, so we didn't have a lot of money, but we did have 3 months off every summer. And we came up north to our little trailer house up in the woods, and there really is a kind of romanticized way of viewing your vacation community. And a lot of it, of course, is informed by the fact that you are dropping the stresses and you're looking at the beautiful community and you're relaxed and you enjoy all of the charming things about the community. But you don't really plug into the community in that instance the way a year-round resident does. And you realize that the year-round residents, you know, they're a little torn. They kind of need your money, but you're kind of a nuisance. And chances are you don't know how to park and, you know, that kind of thing. It is true, I think, in many instances that folks from out of town trying to influence what goes up on the range kind of don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, our message is we are all Minnesota. And with this, what happens on the Iron Range is of interest to everyone. It really is. And Duluth, we just happen to be downstream. We're putting all this effort into the St. Louis River corridor. And there are a lot of businesses who are relocating to West End in Duluth, Lincoln Park, Denfeld, all along St. Louis River, who are standing up and saying, you know what, we're finally starting to clean up industry mess from decades and decades of pollution to make this area as beautiful as it is and realize its potential, and for us to potentially invite the most toxic form of mining known to America just upstream is could be potentially dangerous. And that's why folks, businesses are standing up and saying, you know what, we are asking the governor, we're asking folks to stand to say no to this type of mining.
By the same token, when your family has a tradition of doing a kind of work, and I'm thinking about my family farming in western Minnesota, they've always farmed. It's a part of your life, your tradition, your culture. It's part of who you are. Now, my cousin's farming. His three kids were like, no, we don't want to farm. They all have jobs doing other things in other places. And so my cousin, I'm sure, is left in a situation where he's trying to figure out, what do I do with this 100-plus years of legacy? And how do you go to a person or a community and say, oh, yeah, that life that you had, you don't get to have that life anymore because it isn't practical or it isn't sustainable or it isn't good for whatever. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, I mean, we agree that that's hard, and I think that calls into question probably larger conversations about our whole economic system. I'm not sure we can probably attack those questions this morning. But what we really like about what the Downstream Business Coalition is doing is they're saying, look, we live here. This isn't seasonal recreation. We live here. Our businesses depend on our environment here. and they're standing for not just clean water, but local economic development. So we think that's an important stance, and we're happy that they're taking that stance, and we think it's an opportunity for citizens to say, look, we support what you're saying. And so what Buy Downstream is, it's an opportunity for area citizens to say, yep, we live here, we have a stake, and we absolutely support what these local businesses are standing for.
And we want to support businesses on the range as well. We want there to be a strong economy up on the range. And I think it's really tough. And when we talk about this Duluth voice and in Duluth having a say in this a little bit, we don't want to come off as here's how you should do your business, Iron Range, because that's how it gets received a lot. We understand mining. Duluth was built on mining. We are not against iron mining, the historic, features of that, but we are concerned about the new animal that's coming to town, and we also have been able to diversify. So it's how does Duluth, I think Duluth can say this better than the Twin Cities can, or at least it can be received better from the range.
Have a little more credibility because, yeah. Hey, we live in the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We do. And we've been able to diversify. And we don't want to say, hey, Range, here's what you should do. We want to help. We want to support. And the folks I know in the Downstream Business Coalition all say that. We want, these are our friends. These are business partners. And we want to support you. And when you have the boom and bust mentality that mineral extraction brings, it's just a cycle that's coming back and forth, back and forth. And right now we're in a big bust right now with the iron mining, and to invite the new type of mining to northern Minnesota, I think is just adding to the downward spiral. So
I still go back to the question, and I can't remember who I asked it of on this program at one point. I said, how come you can't get the money up front for remediation? And to me, that just makes a certain amount of sense. And everybody says, well, nobody could afford it. Okay. I think the conversation's over. I mean, I just, the idea that you get that money up front and you get it escrowed somehow so that when there is some kind of a catastrophic event, if there is a catastrophic event, it isn't like, oh, well, the company dissolved and there's no way to clean up XYZ, because we've seen that played out in so many different, over and over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in South Dakota. These are modern mines that are costing taxpayers millions of dollars. I think that's what the governor's saying. He's saying, I'm going to want to see some financial assurance, some money put down. If you're going to rent an apartment out to somebody, you're going to want a security deposit down.
Exactly.
And if they're going to trash the place, you have that at least some deposit there to help protect your interests and in your butt. So it's the same concept. We just want, you know, that's one thing that is going to be very important is some sort of financial assurance, because time and time again, we have so many examples around this country. A lot of states don't no longer allow this type of mining because the mining companies pollute, they leave, and then Superfund sites, taxpayer-funded cleanup. And that's
if it happens at all.
Yeah.
When it happens.
Yeah.
Now, you've got an event that folks can attend that gets more information. They can schmooze. They can hobnob. It's going to be at the Red Herring. And it's when?
It's tomorrow night at 7:30.
Okay.
If I could just piggyback real quick on John's last point. I think the financial assurances piece is a very important question. And, you know, the governor and the state agencies are taking that question up next. But I want to be very clear, Buy Downstream is not specifically taking a position on that issue. What we are specifically doing is supporting locally owned businesses taking a stand for our communities. So, that, you know, and you look at our materials on Facebook or wherever, you're not going to see us taking specific positions on these issues. What it is, it's an opportunity for citizens to support these locally owned businesses of the Downstream Business Coalition. We respect what we're doing. We think they deserve community support. So to that end, tomorrow night we are having an event at the Red Herring. There will be musical acts, poetry, live painting, some specials.
Live painting?
Live painting.
Cool.
Adam Swanson. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
His very own. And he's one of my favorite artists, and he's a Downstream Business Coalition member as well.
What fun. So yeah. We'll get up a link on our webpage so folks will be able to get more information about the event. I'd like to thank you guys both for coming in and schmoozing. And we're going to hang on to you for a couple more minutes because we know that you understand the concepts of sustainability. So stand by for that. That's coming up. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.